Friends, Romans, countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. How's it going?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well.
Nice. I'm pretty good as well.
I'm glad to hear it. It was raining and now it's not. You've brought the sun into the studio.
Ah, thank you.
And you've brought us some good theatre, I hope.
Yeah, I hope so too. But tonight there is a show on called The Something Magic at Move Space on Dominion Road.
Cool.
And basically, it's a group of Auckland's best magicians, and they're all going to perform different acts.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
This is my dream.
Really? Are you
I love
a fan of
watching
magic?
Magicians.
Are you a fan of magic?
I am a fan of magic. Yes, I am.
Real life magic.
I just don't know how it works.
It's magic.
Know.
That's the point.
Do you get a special invite to a special magician's store where you buy special equipment to do the special tricks?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
What?
You don't know.
No.
Well, that's not what a magic expert.
You, anyone, Texas, does anyone know? How does it work?
How do you get into magic?
Yeah.
I think you just buy a Magic for Beginners book and it would tell you what to do. And then you practice and then you're a magician eventually.
This is all about very amateur magician hours.
I've always wondered. I don't know. How come no one else knows about these magic stores? Is that how it works, or is it real magic? Who knows?
I hear that when you're 11, you get a letter from a magical wizarding school in Scotland.
Comes via owl.
Yeah.
Down your chimney.
I didn't get that.
Well, then there's no hope for you. No hope for me. But if you want to see some magic, there is some on tonight at 7:30, and it's only $10. Which would be pretty cool.
Cheap as.
And it's a
Sounds
variety
like a bit of
acts. Yeah, I reckon you should go, Tess.
Yeah, maybe I'll go.
Where is Move Space on Dom Road?
It is 473 Dominion Road.
Excellent.
Yeah. And if magic's not your thing, there,
see you there.
Is a... Pardon?
I was saying to Rachel, see you there.
See you there,
You're
Tess.
Asking for the address.
Yeah, I'll see you there. I'll see you there.
But yeah, if you are not in the mood for some magic, there is a improv show on called Generation Gap by Covert Theatre, and that's on tonight and tomorrow, and it's also at 7:30. And the gist of the show is that multiple generations are mysteriously thrown together to solve a major world problem in 48 hours.
Oh,
so it's a little gender clash of the boomers, the millennials, mate.
Did you say do you mean...
Oh, not gender gap, generation gap.
Generational
but there might be some gender clashes.
There may be some gender clashes as well.
Who knows? Stay tuned.
So that's on tonight and tomorrow. The general admission is $21.50 if you book online and $20 if not.
Sweet.
And concession is $17.40, so it's pretty reasonable.
Sounds very good. And what else is going on?
Later on in the week, there is the Jaffa Poetry Slam.
Cool.
So that's on Wednesday, and it's a special edition. It's the cover slam, which means that you can go and you don't perform your own poem, but you perform someone else's poem.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know if it's expected that you do another local poem. I think that would be really cool, though.
Yeah, totally.
If there was lots of locals doing each other's poems. But that is Wednesday, as I said. The doors open at 6:30, and the show is at... 7. I just realised that I didn't write down where it's on at. Maybe,
have you been to one of those before, Zoe?
I haven't, but I really want to.
They're really nice vibe. If anybody wants to go, it's always fun. So that's my recommendation.
Have you been to one?
Yeah, my cousin's really into it. And so I go with her and it's always lots of fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's at Cityside on Mount Eden Road.
Ah, easy. And it's also super cheap. It's $5 for students and also for the reading poets, and only $10 if it's general admission. And
cheap as chips.
Yeah, I think it's cash only on the door. So make sure to get some cash out. And it's the sort of classic slam format. So two rounds with a cut between the first and the second round. But yeah, you perform a poem written by someone else.
Cool.
I'm not sure if you sign up on the door if you want to perform or if you needed to organise that.
You could probably hit them up on Facebook, I'd imagine, if you have questions, poets listening.
Those are my recommendations for the upcoming week.
They sound fantastic.
But I do have some sad news in that there's no more National Theatre online.
No.
Not that I was trying to find the one for this week.
It was the bright light of coronavirus, being able to watch that theatre.
I feel like it's a real era coming to an end there.
I was, really upset about it. I was looking last night for what was going to be on this week and what I could talk about, but no.
I feel like they really ripped the mat out from underneath us there. They didn't give us any warning.
Yeah.
There was nothing to say that was the last one.
But apparently they're working on ways to sort of incorporate more online opportunities for people to see it, which I hope they do because it was so good.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Oh, well, we're looking forward to seeing if something like that happens. But in the meantime, there's lots of good local stuff we can go and see, which is really good as well. Hey, thank you, Zoe.
No problem.
Have a lovely weekend.
Thanks. You guys too.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Thank you very much, Zoe. All right.